今天的题目呢是立体的饶恕。
Today's sermon title is Forgive in 3D.
立体是什么意思呢？
What does 3D mean?
如果大家有看过立体的电影的话，
If you guys have watched 3D movies,
立体给我们的感受就是很逼真，很真实的。
3D feels much more real.
当然我们今天要看那个立体电影呢，我们可能要到戏院才能看得到。
Nowadays to see 3D movies we might have to go to the theaters.
相反更普遍的可能是那个 VR 那个虚拟的现实。
Whereas VR is much more common and probably even more real.
对，那个感觉呢可能更真实了，比那个立体，对吗？那立体的饶恕呢，我们要讲的就是那个真实的饶恕。
So forgiven 3D means real forgiveness.
怎么样的饶恕才是真实的呢？
What does real forgiveness look like?
今天呢，孩子们跟我们一起来敬拜。
Today the children and youth are worshiping together with us.
我就准备了一些的玩具。
So I prepared some toys.
是一个很简单的积木锁。
It's a simple puzzle lock.
让孩子们呢可以专注在这个题目上。
So to help them focus on the topic.
也有玩具可以拿回家让他们就提醒他们今天听过的道啊。
And also something to have to bring home and remind them of what they heard today.
对，所以我现在请呢小孩子跟年轻人啦都上来，在台前那个小盒子呢可以拿。
So may the youth and children come over and over the here and grab one each.
那里面的一个个小袋子呢？一个袋子呢装着两份。
So in one package there is two.
所以请你就跟另一个人来打开分享你可以先拿回去，因为我怕你现在拿出来呢会散了。
So share it with another person and bring it back to open it so that it doesn't.Split up in the front.
、I want to speak to the children. I understand if you need to move around, okay? If you have to, you can move around, but just walk, don't run, okay? And if you have to talk to one another, that's fine. Just keep it.Down, okay. Keep it. Keep your voices down.
那就小朋友们不要乱跑。就如果你要动的话，都去去你的去动可以，但是不要可以可以说东西可以跟其他人说，但是不要大声。
那我记得我二十来岁的时候呢，当时我还没有结婚。
Now when I remembered when I was younger.Before I got married,
当时呢，我跟教会里面的一位弟兄不和。
I once got mad at a brother in church.
甚至呢，有一两年的时间没有跟他说话见面。
I even stopped talking to him or seeing him for a few years.
我也没有原谅他，只是硬着心生他的气。
I also didn't forgive him. I hardened my heart in anger.
甚至呢，到后来连生他什么气呢都记不起来了。
Even in the end I've already forgot why I was angry at him.
但是还是不肯原谅他。
But I still didn't forgive him.
那弟兄姐妹们，你们有没有这样的经历呢？
How about you, brothers and sisters?
你是一个饶恕人的人吗？
Are you someone who forgives?
有没有人伤害过你，得罪过你，你还没有原谅他的？
Are there people who have hurt you or sinned against youThat you still haven't forgiven.
可能他取笑你，说你坏话。
Maybe they made fun of you.
可能他不尊重你，或者利用你。
Maybe they disrespected you or used you.
可能他对你动粗，言语暴力。
Maybe they were violent towards you physically and verbally.
或者是情感操控，甚至出轨不忠。
Or they emotionally manipulated you, or even cheated on you.
可能你对他们伤害你们的那个过程还记得清清楚楚。
Maybe you remember very clearly what they did to hurt you.
也可能你根本也记不起来了，只是记得那个痛苦和那个伤口。
Or maybe you don't even remember what happened, but only remember the pain and the wound.
你还有怀恨在心吗？
Do you still hold a grudge?
俗语怎么说?
How does the common saying go?
有仇不报. A
gentleman does not leave a grudge unavenged, right?
还有呢, 君子报仇, 十年不晚,
10 years is not too late for the revenge.
仿佛呢, 报仇就成了一个高尚的行为, 是君子的行为。
It is as if revenge has become a noble act, something for gentlemen to do.
可是主耶稣怎么说呢?
But how does Jesus say about this?
如果我们说我们是跟随耶稣基督的人, 耶稣是怎么教导他的门徒的呢?
If we say we follow Jesus, what are his teachings on forgiveness?
马太福音18章我们刚才读过了记载了主耶稣对门徒的教训。
In Matthew 18, it records teachings of Jesus to his disciples.
整章的经文的主题呢，就是讲到天国的伦理。
This chapter focuses on the ethics of the kingdom of heaven.
讲的就是教会里面弟兄姐妹彼此之间的关系。
It talks about how brothers and sisters in the church should relate to one another.
第21节,
in verse 21,
彼得上前来要问耶稣。
Peter comes forward to ask Jesus a question.
那按马太的记载呢, 彼得是接着耶稣之前的讲论，讲论到如何对待犯罪的弟兄之后来发问的。
According to Matthew, Peter's question come after Jesus teaching on how to treat a brother or sister who sins.
他说，主啊，我弟兄得罪我，我当饶恕他几次呢？
Now Peter asks, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother who sins against me?
到七次够吗？
Up to 7 times?
那彼得这里说的我弟兄是指他的亲兄弟安德烈吗？
Now here is Peter asking about my brother as in his brother Andrew.
我们家中有兄弟姐妹的或者有几个孩子的都会明白就是手足之间难免会有摩擦。
Now those with siblings in their house would likely know that the closer you are, the more fights you get into.
会有彼此得罪的地方。
You might hurt each other in some places.
但是从整章的经文来看, 这里的弟兄呢, 不只是说跟我们有血缘关系的人。
But within the context of this chapter, the brother here doesn't probably just mean our flesh and blood.
而是包括在神家里面所有称为弟兄姐妹的人。
But any brother and sisters who belong into the family of God.
然后彼得也明白, 耶稣的教导是要我们去饶恕那得罪我们的弟兄姐妹。
Now Peter also understands that Jesus teaches forgiveness towards our brothers and sisters.
你看他问的不是我需要饶恕他吗？
Now he doesn't ask, do I need to forgive him?
而是问饶恕到几次就够了。
But how many times?
他问到七次够吗？
He's wondering if 7 times was enough.
那他这样问呢？ 大概他心里觉得已经很伟大了。
Now he probably thinks he's already very generous.
原来在犹太人的拉比，就是他们的宗教律法的老师的教导里面， 饶恕弟兄3次就够了。
Now if you ask the Jewish teachers or the rabbis of their, in their time, they commonly taught that it was enough to forgive your brothers 3 times.
所以彼得说七次已经超越了一般拉比的教导。
Peter had already exceeded the usual rabbinic teachings when he said 7 times.
甚至他可能期望耶稣会赞赏他这样的胸襟。
Maybe he even hoped that Jesus would praise him for such charity.
但是耶稣的回答却是完全出乎他意料之外。
But Jesus gave a surprising answer.
耶稣说，我告诉你，不是到七次，而是到70个七次。
Jesus said, I tell you, not 7 times, but 70 times 7.
70个七次。
70 times 7.
有些的圣经译本呢，我们刚才也有看到，把它翻译为77次。
Now some translation might say 77.
但无论是77还是70个七,
but either way, whether it's 70 times 7 or 77,
我想呢，对彼得和其他的门徒都是令他们很惊讶的。
It's still a shocking number for Peter and the disciples.
耶稣说七十个七次是什么意思呢？
What does Jesus mean by 70 times 7?
他是不是说，哎，你要拿笔记得清清楚楚？
Maybe Jesus was saying, get a notebook and write it all down.
你不要饶恕你的弟兄超过四百九十次。
Make sure you don't forgive them over 490 times.
否则呢，你就便宜了他。
Or else, yeah, you, it's not so.
Then you're letting them off easy, right? 那我们知道耶稣教导的时候呢，有时候啊，其实常常呢都会用一些夸张的手法来表达他要强调的重点。
We know that in Jesus' teachings, he often uses hyperbole for emphasis.
好像啊，这个同一章的啊十八章八到九节里面
，like in Matthew chapter 18 verse 8 to 9,
耶稣说，如果你的手脚使你跌倒。
Jesus says, if your hand or your foot causes you to stumble,
你就把它砍下来
cut it off.
如果你的眼睛使你跌倒
if your eye causes you to stumble,
你就把它挖出来
gouge it out.
那绝少的信徒呢会从字面来理解和执行这些的教导
Very few Christians would take these teachings literally.
但是我们都明白背后的意思呢就是要我们很坚决的来逃避罪的引诱
But we understand that it means we must take temptation seriously and flee from them.
同样的，耶稣说要饶恕七十个七次。
In the same way, when Jesus says, to forgive 70 times 7,
不是要我们按字面来理解。
He's not being literal.
而是告诉我们要不断的、无数次的来饶恕。
But telling us to repeatedly forgive without keeping track.
这里呢我们可以看到所谓立体的三维的头一个维度
Here we see the first dimensions of forgiveness
我们可以看把它看为这个饶恕的长度
We can see it like the length of forgiveness
就是要不计其数的饶恕
It is to forgive an infinite unlimited number of times
不是一次两次
Not just once or twice
不是三次
Not three times
也不是七次
It's not even seven times.
七十七次
or 77 times.
甚至七十个七次
or even 490 times.
而是要无数次的饶恕得罪我们的弟兄姐妹
But to forgive those who sin against us an infinite number of times.
路加福音十七章三到四节，我们刚才起因的时候也有读过了，也有主耶稣类似的说法。
In Luke chapter 17, records a similar teaching that we have already read.
我们一起来读好吗？若是你的弟兄犯罪，就劝诫他；他若懊悔，就饶恕他。如果他一天七次得罪你，又七次回头说“我懊悔了”，你总要饶恕他。
So watch yourself. If your brothers or sister sins against you, rebuke them. And if they repent, forgive them. Even if they sin against you seven times a day, and seven times come back to you saying, "I repent," you must forgive them.
在圣经里面呢，七和十这两个数目呢，都带着完全的意思。
In the Bible, both 7 and 10 carry the meaning of completeness and perfection.
我们会联想到就是神用七天创造世界。
We could think that God created the world in 7 days.
以色列人七天、七周甚至七年的一些的节期。
The Israelites had festivals of 7 days, 7 weeks, and even 7 years.
也会想到耶和华降下十灾。颁布十诫
God sent the 10 plagues and gave the 10 commandments.
所以呢，七十个七的意思其实就包含着完完全全的意义。
So 70 times 7 represents complete perfection.
是一个符合上帝本性的一个标准。
It's a standard according to God's nature.
可是这个可能吗？
But is that even possible?
我们能够做得到吗？
Can we hope to meet this standard?
主耶稣呢，接着就讲出一个比喻。
Then Jesus tells his disciples a parable.
他说，天国就好像一个王。
The kingdom of heaven is like a king.
要和他的仆人们算账。
He has to settle accounts with his servants.
他开始算的时候，有一个欠一万他连特的被带到他面前。
As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him.
刚才有别的一本说是一千万的银子，对吗？像是一千万。 那没有关系，我们用 talent 啊 ，OK， 一万个 talent。
How much was 10,000 talents？
一万个 talent 是多少呢？历史记载，当时犹太全地每年进贡的那个款项，那个收税不够一千个 talent。
Now, according to historical records, the yearly taxes collected from all of Judea came less than 1,000 talents.
那有学者估计呢，一般的劳工需要十多二十年的时间才赚取到一个塔连特的薪酬。
Some researchers theorize that a regular day worker would need around 16 years to earn a single talent.
所以以今天的平均收入来计算的话呢，
Now in today's dollar and wages,
相比于一百亿的加元，
10,000 talents are roughly equal to 10 billion Canadian dollars.
就是一个这个一后面有十个零。
That's a single one followed by 10 zeros.
所以简单来说，一万塔连特就是一个天文数字。
It is an astronomical number.
是彼得和门徒难以想象的那个数目。
A depth beyond Peter's imagination.
那耶稣也没有解释这个人是怎样落到这样的田地。
Now Jesus didn't explain how this servant came to owe such a huge amount.
欠下了这样的巨债啊。
Having this much of a debt.
重点的是他根本没有办法能力去偿还。
The point is that he has no way of ever paying it back.
别说一年或者十年。
Not even a year or 10 years.
这是十世都还不清的。
Even in 10 lifetimes, he cannot, he cannot repay it.
于是呢，主人就命令要卖了这个仆人。
So the master ordered that he and his he had to be repaid sold.
要卖了他一家大小，连同所有的家产全部变卖来还债。
Including all the wealth and the family members of his family.
就好像古代我们中国说抄家那样，把全家卖为这个奴仆。
抄家是什么说？
抄家就是好像 confiscation 这样。
Okay, so the confiscation of the whole of their whole family in the historical times.
当然，这样的做法呢，也是难以偿还那个债项的万分之一。
Of course, it made little difference.
就算这个主人把他全家卖了，照学者估计的那个当时的奴隶市场的价值，顶多卖得一两个或者几个他连的。
Even if the master sold his entire family, they might fetch a few talents.
相对他所欠的债根本是微不足道。
It was still nothing compared to the amount of debt he owed.
主人把他卖了，顶多是出一口气，对财产的损失是毫无帮助。
Selling this servant and his family might let the master vent his anger a little, but it will not help him recover his losses.
然后面对这个被抄家、被外卖为奴啊、妻离子散的这个下场
，Now faced with being sold to slavery and losing all he had, including his wife and children,
这个仆人立刻向那个主人叩头。
The servant fell before his master and begged for mercy.
苦苦哀求说：“宽容我吧，我都会还你的。
”Be patient with me, and I will pay back everything.
他说是这么说。
He might say that,
但事实上是不可能的。他只是在绝望之中求怜。
But there was no way he could ever repay the debt. His only hope was for his master's mercy.
可是呢，看着这个仆人在呼天抢地。
But seeing how pitiful and pathetic his servant was before him.
在哭爹喊娘的。然后连主人呢都觉得这个于心不忍了。
Even his master could not bear to see him like this.
主人就说：“算了算了，看你这么可怜，我就放过你，钱也不用还了，你走吧。”
He said, "Forget it. I'm canceling all your debt in full."
一万个塔连特。
10,000 talents.
一百亿元的债。
$10 Canadian dollars of debt.
就此一笔勾销。
All out in a single forgiveness.
简直是不可思议.
You cannot even think of it.
就算钱拿不回来, 把仆人全家卖为奴仆, 在当时的社会都是合情合理的.
Even if the money could not be recovered, selling his whole family into slavery was an acceptable practice in that day.
但是主人竟然放他走.
But the master let him go free.
而且不只是宽限他还债的时间.
He's not just giving him an extension or reduction.
或者减少那个债项, 而是一笔勾销.
But actually canceling the debt in full.
一毛钱都不用他.
And not expecting a single cent from him.
我们可以看到饶恕的第二个维度。
Here we can see the second dimension of forgiveness.
我们可以把它看为这个饶恕的阔度或者宽度。
It is the width, which is
要一笔勾销的饶恕。
To forgive all at once.
饶恕并不是单单来宽限。
Forgiveness is not just granting an extension.
要欠债的人来说分期付款。
Not to periodically give back.
或者打个折扣就可以。
Or giving in a discount.
饶恕也不是说你给我赔偿了我就放过你。
Forgiveness isn't saying pay me back what you owe and I'll let you go.
而是说我不需要你赔了。
Rather it is you don't need to pay me back.
这个也很不容易, 对不对?
This isn't easy, right?
就算我们知道要饶恕, 有时候我们也需要一段的时间才能够做得到。
Even though we know in our heads we are told to forgive, it would take some time for us to actually do so.
要一下子就彻底的饶恕, 并非那么容易。
To forgive all at once in full is easier said than done.
有谁能做得到?
Who can do this?
恐怕只有上帝才能做得到。
Maybe only God can do this.
回到故事里面。
Now let's go back to the parable.
这个仆人呢, 也想不到主人居然免了他的债。
The servant cannot believe his master could forgive his debt.
于是他就赶紧离开, 生怕那个主人呢, 会改变主意嘛。
So he runs out before his master can change his mind.
那他刚出来的时候, 就遇见了一个同伴。
Once he's outside, he runs into his mate.
同伴不只是一个朋友。
This mate was just not just a friend.
在原文里面呢, 是同作仆人的意思。
But in the original Bible, it was to be a fellow servant.
就是说他与这个被饶恕的仆人是一样的身份地位, 都是这个主人的仆人。
So this person was equal to him, also serving the same master.
那个仆人出来遇见他的同伴,
the first servant sees him,
就想起了这个人欠他100个银币,
and remembers this fellow servant owes him 100 silver coins.
登时就变了嘴脸,
and his face changed.
上前一手掐住他的颈项,
and he grabbed him by his throat,
凶巴巴地对他说, 为你欠我的那个100个银币, 你要还给我了,
pay back what you owe me.
然后他的同伴跪地求他,
his fellow servant fell on his knees and begged him,
说宽容我吧, 我会还你的,
be patient with me and I will pay it back.
和刚才那个仆人之前向主人求饶的话一模一样。
It was the same words as the first servant had said to his master.
那个仆人应该什么反应呢?
Now how should the first servant react?
他刚受了主人这么大的恩惠, 不是应该心情舒畅, 啊, 不跟同伴计较的吗?
He just came back from his debt forgiven. Shouldn't he be in a good mood and take it easy on his mate?
这100个银币, 相当于一般人3到4个月的工资。
100 silver coins was roughly 3 or 4 months' wages for a day worker.
今天来说可能是2万块钱左右吧。
In today's terms, it might be $20,000.
这个不是不可能偿还的。
It's not an impossible amount to pay.
跟他之前欠主人的债根本不能相比。
It doesn't even come close to what he owed his master before.
但是那个仆人呢，却是无动于衷。
But the servant was unmoved.
他不但不愿意宽限。
he wouldn't even he didn't he didn't even extend the debt.
反而他去了报了官，把他下在监里。
Rather, he went to the government and had him thrown into prison.
他说拿不到钱不罢休。
Until he could pay the debt.
弟兄姐妹看到这里有什么的感觉？
How do you feel at this point of the story?
如果你是旁观的一个仆人，你会有什么的行动？
If you were one of the servants standing nearby, what would you have done?
你会不会为那个被下监的同伴出头？
Would you stand up for the fellow servant that was thrown into prison?
主耶稣说，旁边的仆人也是觉得很悲愤。
Jesus said that all the servants were outraged.
就把这一切的事都告诉了主人。
They told all of these stuff to their masters.
希望他来主持公道。
For him to uphold justice.
于是呢，主人就叫了那个仆人来。
So the master called the servant in.
见面第一句就说你这个恶奴才。He
said to him, "You wicked servant!
你央求我，我就把你所欠的都免了。I
canceled all of your debt because you begged me to.
你不应该怜悯你的同伴，像我怜悯你吗？
Shouldn't you have mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?
主人就大怒。And
in his anger,
把他交给私刑的。
He handed the servant over to the jailers.
直到他还清了所欠的债。
Until he had paid back all of he owed.
他怎么对待他的同伴, 主人也照样的来对待他。
How did the servant treated his fellow? The master treated him in the same way.
那听到这里呢, 听的人应该大快人心。
At this point, the listener should be delighted to hear that the servant got what he deserved.
因为那个仆人罪有应得，对吗？
Is that correct?
主人做得好。
The master did good.
那如果我们这样想的话，
If that's how we feel,
我们就要小心了。Perhaps
we need to slow down a little.
你记不记得旧约里面， 大卫王听完了先知拿单说的故事以后，
Do you remember what happened to what the prophet Nathan said to King David after he had told the story?
大卫王就怒火中烧地说，做这事的人该死。King
David was outraged and said, "The man who did this must die."
然后拿单立刻指着他的鼻子说，你就是那人。Now
Nathan pointed to him right in the nose and said, "You are the man."
我们有没有在故事里面看到我们自己呢？
Do we perhaps see ourselves in this story?
耶稣总结说，
Jesus finishes by saying,
你们个人若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄，我天父也要这样对你们。
This is how my heavenly Father will treat you, each of you, unless you forgive your brothers from brothers and sisters from your heart.
他就指出饶恕的第三个最后一个维度。
He points out the third dimension of forgiveness.
我们可以看为饶恕的深度。
It is the depth of forgiveness.
要打从心里饶恕。
To forgive from your heart.
饶恕不是一个形式上的行为。
Forgiving is not just a show.
不是只做给人看或者口头上说说而已。
Not just to say the words or to show it to everyone else.
然后继续的怀恨在心。
But still, do you keep it in your heart?
等他下一次再得罪我的时候, 我一次跟他清算。
It is not for us to think as to keep this hatred in us to do it the next time.
也不是为了表现自己。
It is not for us to show ourselves.
让人看见我们有多伟大。
Not for us to boast how spiritual we are.
有多虔诚。
How much potential we have.
有多包容。
How much forgiveness we have.
有多属灵，多么乐意的饶恕。
Or how forgiving we are in joy.
这种表面上的饶恕骗得到别人。
Acting like this might be able to fool others.
骗得到自己。
Might be able to fool ourselves.
但是骗不到上帝。
But it can't fool God.
究竟我们是不是真正的从心里饶恕我们的弟兄姐妹呢？
Are we truly forgiving our brothers and sisters from our heart?
还是我们跟那个不饶恕人的恶奴才没有分别？
Are we no different from the unforgiving servant?
所以饶恕的三个维度我们再看看。
So let us take another look at the three dimensions of forgiveness.
长度我们要不计其数的来饶恕。
Length, forgiving an infinite number of times.
不是七次。
Not seven times.
不是七十七次。
Not 77 times.
不是七十个七次。
Not 70 times 7 times.
而是到无数次。
But to infinity.
宽度。
Width.
要一笔勾销的饶恕。
Forgive all at once.
不只是宽限或者是打个折扣。
Not granting an extension or a discount.
而是立刻彻底的饶恕。
But immediately and in full.
还有深度。
And depth.
我们要打从心里饶恕。
To forgive from our heart.
不是说说就算或者也不是虚伪。
Not just saying the words or faking it.
也不会翻旧账。
Not just uncovering the old debts,
而是真诚的饶恕，不再计较。
But genuinely forgiving and keeping no records.
这样才是立体的饶恕。
This is forgiving in 3D.
才是真实的饶恕。
It is real forgiveness.
那讲到这里呢，弟兄姐妹会不会觉得这个太难了？
Brothers and sisters, does this seem too difficult for you?
你一直在听的时候，你心里有没有想起你还没有原谅的人？
As you have been listening, have you been thinking about people you haven't forgiven?
你原谅不了的人，
or people you have trouble forgiving?
你可能说，我知道容易，行出来不可能。
You might say it's easier than done. Easier said than done.
因为他伤害我太深了。
Because he has hurt me too deeply.
究竟是什么驱使我们去饶恕别人？
So what motivates us to forgive others?
在比喻里面的主人是这样说的。
The master in the parable said it this way.
你不应该怜悯你的同伴，像我怜悯你吗？
Shouldn't you have mercy on your fellow servant as I had on you?
原来这个饶恕是一个怜悯的，一种怜悯的行为。
So forgiveness is an act of mercy.
神赦免我们的罪是出于他怜悯我们。
God forgives us out of his mercy for us.
我们饶恕别人的过犯也是出于对他们的怜悯。
We forgive others also out of our own mercy for them.
而且我们对别人的怜悯是因为神首先怜悯了我们。
Our mercy flows out for others.Because God's mercy has flown out for us.
神怜悯我们软弱叛逆。
God has mercy on our weakness and rebelliousness.
怜悯我们无力偿还我们所亏欠的。
He has mercy for us when we cannot pay back our debt.
我们也要同样怜悯别人也是软弱的人。
So we should also have mercy on others who are weak.
你有没有试过在神面前为自己的罪痛悔？
Have you ever experienced grieving out your sins before God?
却蒙神的赦免，感受到那种的释放。
But feel also liberated when God forgives you.
既然我们蒙受这样的怜悯和恩典，
Since we have received such mercy and grace,
我们也要对别人同样的怜悯和饶恕。
We must also forgive with the same mercy and forgiveness for others.
以弗所书四章三十二节说，要彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
In Ephesians chapter 4 verse 32, it says, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you.
哥罗西书三章也说，总要彼此容忍，彼此饶恕。
In Colossians chapter 3 verse 13, it says, bear with each other and forgive another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you.
主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。
How the Lord forgave you, you have to forgive the others.
可是主耶稣也不忘记加上一句的警告。
But Jesus added a word of warning.
你们个人 若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄，
If you don't forgive your brothers and sisters from your heart，
我天父也要这样待你们。
This is how my heavenly father will treat you, each of you。
我们有没有试过这样对神祷告？
Have you ever tried praying to a father like this？
说主啊，求你赦免我，因为我实在不能饶恕那个人。
Saying, Lord, can you forgive me? Because I really can't forgive that person.
你认为神会怎样听这样的祷告呢？
How would you think God would listen to this prayer?
当然我们可以祷告求天父，求圣灵帮助我们去饶恕。
Of course we can pray to God asking for the Holy Spirit to help us in forgiving.
天父也对我们的软弱和挣扎是蛮有恩典的。
He also has grace and mercy for our weakness.
但是如果我们坚持不饶恕别人的话，
But if we choose not to forgive,
我们也不能向神求赦免。
Neither can we ask for God for forgiveness.
主耶稣在登山宝训里面很直接地说，你们若不饶恕人，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said it plainly,If you do not forgive others for their sins, your father will not forgive your sins.
无论你多么努力地去认罪、去悔改，
No matter how diligently you confess and repent,
去读经祈祷，
To read and pray,
去宣教侍奉，
To serve in mission,
去服侍教会、服侍社区，
Or serve in the church or community.
但如果你不去做这个饶恕的功夫，
But if you don't forgive others,
天父也要来追讨你的债。
God will not forgive your debts either.
所以耶稣对彼得和门徒的教导是很清楚的。
So the teachings of Jesus were clear for Peter and the disciples.
可是呢，耶稣和门徒都是犹太人。
But they were all Jewish.
可能呢，我们华人呢，对犹太人的思维或者教导不太了解。
Maybe us Chinese people aren't familiar with the way they think.
他的教导可能对我们没有引起那个太大的共鸣。
His teachings might not resonate with us so well.
我就尝试用我们华人比较好理解的角度来让大家明白。
So allow me to try to come at it from a Chinese cultural framework.
华人的文化很讲面子的，对不对？
Face is an important part of Chinese culture, right?
面子呢，一般就是讲到我们的尊严，我们大家对自己的面子都很看重。
Face usually refers to our honor.
因为看重那个面子呢，一般不肯轻易的认错，对吗？
We're very protective of our honor, so we don't admit fault easily.
好像呢，说一句对不起呢，要了你的命那样。
It's like to kill us when we have to say sorry.
也不喜欢被当众来批评。
We also don't like to be criticized in public.
觉得那个是很没面子的事情。
But because it feels like as if it was hurting our face.
可是面子除了要保存之外，
But besides protecting our face,
另一方面我们也会给面子，对吗？
We also have to give face.
给面子是什么意思？
What does that mean?
就是说我们面对我们尊敬的人或者一些德高望重的人，
It means that for the people we honor,
我们会因为尊敬他而去做一些我们平常不会做的事情。
Out of respect, we would do things that we normally would not do.
比如说，
For example,
你妈妈的朋友来加拿大旅游，
Your mom's friend came to vacation in Canada.
你妈妈请你招呼接送他们一下。
Your mom asked you to welcome them and give them rides.
然后你虽然不认识你妈妈的朋友，
Even though you don't know her friends,
你也会看在妈妈的面上来去招待，对吗？
Because of your mom's face, you would welcome them and serve them.
又或者你叔叔知道你跟他家的儿子不和。
Maybe your uncle knows that you and his son are fighting.
他来找你，为他的儿子来求情。
and he comes to you, pled for him and asks you to forgive his son.
请你看在他的面上原谅了他的儿子。
Out of his, he's asking out of his face, may you forgive his son.
你会给他这个面子吗？
Would you do that for his sake?
大家有没有读过金庸小说？
Who here has read Lewis Chia's novels?
有读过的 ，OK， 我知道年轻人可能没太读过，但是不要紧，你就当听听故事好了。
Now I know that many youths might not have read Lewis Chia's novels, so I'll think of it as storytelling for now.
在《倚天屠龙记》里面有这么一段
，In the Heavenly Sword and Dragon Saber, it has a plot that goes like this:
谢逊拜了陈坤为师。
谢逊 became 陈坤 's disciple.
陈坤后来却杀了他的父母、妻儿、弟妹全家十三人。
But the latter later murdered his entire family of 13.
于是谢逊走遍江湖来寻仇。
So 谢逊 went throughout the
江湖怎么说？
throughout the world.
Went throughout the world looking for his master to avenge his family.
为了把那个失踪的陈坤找出来
，to find his missing master，
谢逊四处滥杀无辜。
谢逊 killed innocent people all around。
然后每次杀人之后留下那个杀人者混元霹雳手陈坤那个字样。
And he always left behind a few writings that named his master as the killer。
后来。少林寺的那个空剑大师为了化解那个冤仇
，Later the Shaolin monk Empty Vision came to find 谢逊，
就来找谢逊为了他谢逊家惨死的那十三口受了他十三拳的那个七伤拳。
Now for his the 13 deaths of 谢逊's family, he would take 13 of 谢逊's punches.
希望。谢逊可以看在他的面上饶了陈坤
So to have 谢逊 spare 陈坤 for his sake
空剑是为了陈坤的罪孽死了
Empty Vision died for 陈坤's sins
借此请求谢逊放过陈坤
To beg 谢逊 to spare 陈坤
主耶稣不但为我们的罪死了
Our Lord Jesus not only died for our sins,
也为得罪我们的人的罪死了。
He also died for the sins of those who sin against us.
在十字架上，他不但背负了我的过犯
，On the cross, he did not just bear my sins,
也背负了他的过犯。
He also bear the other people's sins.
主耶稣说
，Jesus says,
你要追究他的过犯的话。
If you want, that must make them pay for their wrongdoings.
你来找我吧，我已经承担了。
Come for me instead. I have already carried it.
可是你不要忘记，我也担当了你的罪。
But don't forget that I also bore your sins.
饶恕了你的罪。
Forgave your sins.
主耶稣在十字架上为那些钉死他的人祷告说：“父啊，赦免他们。”
Jesus prayed for those who nailed him on the cross. Father, forgive them.
他不但叫民族与民族之间化解冤仇
Not only does he make peace between groups of people,
也要个人与个人之间化解冤仇
He also makes peace between individuals.
主耶稣说，你愿意看在我的面上饶恕了他吗
Jesus says, are you willing to forgive them?For my sake.
有人说呢，我们基督徒最大的特征呢，应该是我们的饶恕。
Some people have said that Christians are most characterized by our forgiveness.
最近呢，我们加拿大华府举办的那个青年冬令会
，Recently, COE Canada held a youth conference.
邀请来的讲员名叫施伟，是一名作家
，and invited a pastor.Named Pastor Rachel as a speaker. She's an author who has published many books.
她写了好几本关于中国教会历史的小说
Mostly are novels about Chinese church history.
最新的作品叫做《殉道者》。
Her latest work is The Martyrs.
讲的是义和团事件里面殉道的中国信徒的故事。
It tells about stories of Chinese martyrs during the Boxer Rebellion.
这本书我买了，但是还没空去读。
I bought this book, but I still don't have time to read it yet.
不过义和团和庚子教难的故事在西方的宣教士的记载里面我也有看过。
But I had heard the accounts of Western missionaries during the Boxer Rebellion.
当时戴德生创立的那个内地会。
The China Inland Mission founded by Hudson Taylor,
在西方的宣教士的死者中占了几乎一半
accounted for almost half of the deaths in the Western missionaries,
包括21名孩子
including 21 children.
可是当八国联军的战役结束以后
yet after the war against the Eight Nation Alliance,
戴德生对清廷政府的赔款一文钱都不肯收。
Hudson Taylor refused to take a penny of compensation from the Qing government.
正是为了向中国人表现基督的爱和饶恕。
This is to show the Chinese people the love and forgiveness of Christ.
我们家庭里面呢，有没有实践饶恕的功课呢？
Do we practice forgiveness in our families?
那我先跟年小的孩子们重温一下今天的信息哈。
Now let me first review today's message for youngest children.
Okay, kids, pay attention, because I'm gonna tell the story, tell today's message really quickly. Okay.
小朋友专心，我现在要再说一次今天的故事，
我就直接用英文跟他们说了。
I'll say them directly in English.
So kids.Imagine the most valuable thing in your home. It might be the big screen TV, right? And then imagine one day when you were playing, you broke the TV. And then your parents found out, and you were so scared that all you knew to do was cry and beg. And then when your mom and dad saw you crying your eyes out, they took pity on you and said,It's okay, you don't have to pay me back. It's okay, we'll let you go. And then on your way back to your room, you walk past your little brother or sister. And then you remember last week they broke your pencil and they never bought a new one for you. And so you grabbed them and you said, give me back my pencil. And they start to beg, but you don't listen. And you start beating them up.Would you think that's the right thing to do? If your parents found out, what do you think they would say? Maybe, today, you think you're doing the right thing. You think that's the right thing to do. But I pray that as your faith matures, the Holy Spirit will lead you on the right path so that you may be more and more like God.Our Father in heaven, who is perfect.
加油咯。
那我们中间做父母的呢？
Now, what about the parents among us?
我们有没有给孩子们树立那个饶恕的榜样？
Do we model forgiveness for our children?
我们夫妇之间有没有彼此饶恕？
Do we forgive between husband and wife?
即便是严重的过犯。
Even the most serious of sins.
我们对儿女的过错有没有重复的、彻底的、真诚的饶恕？
Do we forgive our children repeatedly, completely, and sincerely?
还是我们容许这个怨恨在我们心里面生存滋长呢？
Or do we allow resentment to live and grow in our hearts?
我们又有没有向儿女们认错呢？
Do we admit that when we are wrong and ask our children for forgiveness?
让他们也来学习饶恕父母的软弱呢?
So they can learn to forgive thinking about ourselves, thinking about their parents.
还是我们重视那个权威、那个威严、那个面子?
Or are we more concerned with authority and our face?
多于谦卑和饶恕呢?
Rather than humility and forgiveness.
我们教会又如何呢？
Now what about our church?
今天的社会很强调安全。
Today's society places great emphasis on safety.
很多的公共场所，比如我们的学校，都会讲到那个安全空间。
A lot of public spaces, including our school, talks about safe places.
Safe spaces, 对。仿佛呢，我们可以创造一个让人啊完全不受伤害的一个地方。
As if we could create a utopia that completely keeps people from harm.
但是我们真的可能建立一个绝对安全的空间吗？
But can we build a space that is absolutely safe?
教会不是一个追求安全的群体。
The church is not a community that seeks safety.
教会是一个饶恕的群体。
The church is a community of forgiveness.
是一个和好的群体。
A community of reconciliation.
教会不是圣人博物馆。
The church is not a museum for saints.
而是罪人的医院。
But a hospital of sinners.
不是来展览一般完美的人。
Not to show off a bunch of perfect people.
而是来医治一般破碎的人。
But to heal those who are broken.
这不是说我们要姑息养奸。
This does not mean that we have to protect or excuse evildoers.
不是要包庇那些作恶的人。
Not to help them or shield them.
也不是说要伤害要为伤害我们的人来隐瞒。
Not also to cover up for those who's hurt us.
也不是说教会没有纪律或者是不正视罪恶
or that church is without discipline or ignores sin
而是说彼此饶恕的前提就是我们要接受我们会彼此伤害的现实
rather it is that forgive one another presumes that the reality we will hurt each other
受伤是少不免的
hurt is unavoidable
但是正如我们去操练那个肌肉的时候
But just as when we go to work out our muscles
其实就是不断的撕裂和修复
It is actually through repeated tears and healings
Tears Not tears.
Tears
I mean I cry when I have to work out But not tears Tears 我们同样的属灵的生命和群体的生命也是透过不断的撕裂和修复来得以成长。
Our spiritual lives and communal life is built up through repeated tears and healings.
盼望我们教会这个大家庭，还有我们每一个的小家庭，都来学习操练饶恕的功课。
May our church and our families learn how to and practice forgiveness.
今天我们选的这个回应的诗歌唯靠主耶稣的宝血。
Let us sing the response song Nothing but by the blood of Jesus.
神借着主耶稣的宝血洗净了我们，饶恕了我们。
God cleansed us and forgave us through the blood of Jesus.
盼望我们看在主耶稣的面上，看在他宝血的份上。
May we forgive, for the sake of Jesus and his blood,
去饶恕那些得罪伤害我们的人。
Forgive those who hurt against us.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的父神，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we praise and thank you.
你是有怜悯有恩惠的神。
For you are a compassionate and gracious God.
神啊，我们的确是软弱。
Father, of course we are weak.
很难靠自己的力量来饶恕其他人。
Not by our own abilities can we forgive others.
我们常常自我中心。
We're always thinking about ourselves.
我们常常计算别人得罪我们的地方。
And counting how others have wronged us.
却忘记了你是如何满有恩典怜悯来对待我们。
But we have forgot how gracious and mercy you have.
求圣灵充满我们。
May the Holy Spirit be with us.
提醒我们。
Remind us,
帮助我们
help us,
去选择饶恕
to choose to forgive,
看在主耶稣的面上来饶恕别人
For the sake of Jesus' face, we are to forgive others.
我们将每一位的弟兄姐妹交托给你
We're putting all of our brothers and sisters to you.
感恩祷告，奉主耶稣基督得胜的名字。
In the name of Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.